Hi, this is Joel and Victoria. Thanks for downloading our podcast. We enjoy spending this time with you. I hope you'll leave inspired.
Make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week.
We appreciate your support. It helps keep the ministry going. Enjoy the message.
Well, God bless you. It is always a joy to come into your homes. We love you, and we know God has great things in store for each one of you. If you're ever in our area, I hope you'll stop by and see us. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. These are the finest people in all of Houston right here at Lakewood. So come on out sometime. We'd love to have you. I like to get started each week with something kind of funny, and I heard about this couple. They'd been married for over 60 years. They were at a church fellowship. And somebody asked them the secret of their success. The man told how he always treated his wife with respect, and he took her on trips all over the world. He said, in fact, for our 25th wedding anniversary, I took her to Beijing, China. Everybody kind of clapped. Somebody spoke up and said, what'd you do for your 50th anniversary? He said, I went back and picked her up. All right, hold up your Bible. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I want to talk to you today about how we are in a controlled environment. Sometimes it may feel like life is out of control. Things can get kind of hectic in our finances, in our health, with a family issue. But you have to remind yourself, even though my circumstances feel out of control, God is still in control. And when things don't go our way, the stock market goes down, the hurricane hits, you get bad news concerning your health, understand, none of that is a surprise to God. God is still on the throne. And we need to come back to this place of peace. We don't have to live life stressed. We don't have to go around worried because our plans didn't work out. We went through a disappointment and now we're uncertain about the future. No, we can stay in faith knowing that we are in a controlled environment. That means nothing can happen to us without God's permission. No sickness can end your life before you fulfill your divine purpose. No financial difficulty can keep you from your God-given destiny. No person that's hurt you in the past, or even someone that may hurt you in the future, can keep you from becoming all God's created you to be. God knew everything you would go through, and the good news is He has already laid out a plan of victory. God knew every person that would do you wrong. He's already laid out your vindication. God knew every disappointment. He's already laid out new opportunities. God knew everything that would be stolen. He has already laid out your restoration. You're in a controlled environment. I think about how when the disciples were in a boat and a great storm arose, Jesus didn't panic. He didn't get upset and think, what are we going to do? No, He's the one that told them to get on the boat. He knew the storm was coming. He knew it was going to be difficult. What did He do? He simply spoke to the storm. He said, peace, be still. And here's the key. The storm obeyed Him. That tells me God is in control even of my storms. And when times get tough, you lose money in the stock market, you're struggling in a relationship, you have to remind yourself God is in control not just of me, but of even this storm. He's in control of my financial difficulty. He's in control of my marriage problem. I'm in a controlled environment. It's very freeing when you realize no matter what comes against you, it's never going to be too much. It may be a surprise to you, but it is not a surprise to God. He has already predestined you to overcome. God has solutions for problems you haven't even had. All you've got to do is stay in faith and you're going to walk into your divine destiny. Well, you say, Joel, it sure seems like this sickness is in control. I got a bad report from the doctor. Or it seems like that my enemies are getting the best of me. They cheated me out of a promotion at work. I don't see how I could fulfill my dreams. I don't have the connections. Now, you've got to get a new perspective. Do you know who's backing you up? Do you realize who's on your side? The all-powerful, almighty creator of the universe is breathing in your direction. God has surrounded you with His favor. He has armed you with strength for every battle. He has equipped you with talent, creativity, wisdom, strength, determination. You have everything that you need. When you're tempted to get discouraged, you need to remind yourself, the forces of darkness have never once stopped God's plan from coming to pass. And let me assure you, it's not going to start with you. You're going to fulfill your divine destiny. You're going to overcome every obstacle. You're going to defeat that sickness. You're going to beat that addiction. You're coming out of not enough into the land of more than enough. Whatever you touch is going to prosper and succeed. Because you honor God, His blessings are going to chase you down and overtake you. Why don't you let those seeds take root in your heart today? I know some of you are facing things that could easily steal your joy. You could easily go around upset and worried. But God is saying, I've got you in the palm of my hand. The storm may be raging, the wind may be blowing, but I'm in control of the storm. I'm not going to let it overwhelm you. Everything is going to be all right. That's what it says in Isaiah 43:2. You will go through the flood, but you will not drown. You will go through the river, but you will not go under. Let me add one. You'll go through the hurricane, but you'll come out alive and well. How about one more? You'll go through the fire, but one translation says you'll come out without even the smell of smoke. And you may feel like you're in the fire, but God's saying you're coming out. And you're not going to come out beat up, bedraggled, half dead. You're going to come out without a bruise, without a blemish, better off than you were before. You need to get your second wind. You need to dig your heels in and say, that's it. I'm done living depressed, discouraged, worried. I know I've got a provider. I've got a protector. I've got a defender. I've got a deliverer. I've got a way maker. I'm in a controlled environment. I saw a report on the news. This man was filming a movie. He was in a helicopter over the ocean. He was the lead actor. And in this particular scene, he was supposed to hand something from the helicopter to the people in the boat below. And so the helicopter got real close to the water, and it hit an unusual burst of wind, and the pilot lost control. It started spinning around and around, and finally crashed into the water, and it quickly began to sink. After about 30 seconds, the pilot's head popped up. He was okay. People were so relieved that he was alive. But there was no sign of this other man, the lead actor. A minute went by, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, still nothing. People were fearing the worst. But about 5 minutes later, all of a sudden, his head popped up out of the water, and he too was perfectly fine. Later, he told how he had been knocked unconscious. When he came to, he was very disoriented and couldn't find his way out. But he said, I'd like to thank the rescuers and especially the man that grabbed the back of my neck and maneuvered me through the helicopter and gave me that big push up to the top of the water. The people listening said, what are you talking about? There were no rescuers. You were down there by yourself. Big tears began to come down his cheeks. He looked up to the heavens and he said, then I want to thank God because it was His hand that lifted me up. What's my point? If it's not your time to go, you're not going to go. All the forces of darkness cannot take your life. God always has the final say. And it may look like that cancer is going to beat you, but you need to keep telling yourself, no sickness is going to take my life. No accident is going to shorten my divine destiny by a single second. I'm in the palm of God's hand. I'm in a controlled environment. One time in the Old Testament, a major army had come against the people of Israel. They were much bigger, much more powerful. In the natural, the Israelites didn't have a chance. But every time this enemy army made any kind of move, the people of Israel were already there waiting for them. If they decided to attack from the north, the Israelites would beat them there and cause them to change their plans. If they decided to sneak up in the middle of the night, the people of Israel were up, ready, waiting for that battle. No matter how hard they tried, they could never get the upper hand. And finally, the commander of that enemy army said to his men, "Somebody is a traitor. Somebody is leaking valuable information. We're never going to defeat these people. They know every move we're going to make before we even make it." Now, who's the traitor? One of the captains spoke up, said, "Sir, I don't know how to tell you this, but it's none of us. There's a prophet over in Israel, and what you whisper in secret, he announces in public to the whole army." Friends, you and I have an advantage. God is in control of our enemies. He knows what they're planning. He knows their next move. We don't have to be worried. We have inside information. The commander of that army got so upset, he said, "Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go get that man. We're going to go capture that prophet." Do you know he sent thousands of troops and thousands of horses, all to capture one man filled with the Spirit of the living God? It's the same way the enemy looks at you. When he sees you, he doesn't just see you, he sees all the forces that are backing you up. He sees the Creator of the universe standing by your side. He sees His mighty angels guarding, protecting, defending. He sees your crown of favor. He sees your robe of righteousness. Don't ever be afraid of the enemy. He's scared to death of you. And somebody may be doing you wrong today, and it looks like they have the upper hand. It looks like it's never going to change. But you need to keep reminding yourself, I have an advantage. God is in control of my enemies. He's fighting my battles for me. He is my vindicator. And it's just a matter of time before things change in my favor. I love the scripture in Hebrews. It says, "Don't cast away your confidence." One translation says, "For payday is coming." And in the difficult times, you have to remind yourself that payday is on its way. God is a faithful God. And if you'll keep doing the right thing, honoring Him, expecting His favor, God has promised He will pay you back. In fact, God said He'll make your enemies pay you back. It's like this little old lady I heard about. She lived way, way out in the country. I mean, she was so far out in the woods, the June bugs didn't show up till August. Every morning she'd go out on her front porch and she'd just thank God she was alive and thank God that He was supplying all of her needs. Her neighbor thought she was a little off of her rocker. He was always making fun of her, telling her she was just wasting her time, giving her a hard time. He didn't believe in the things of God. One morning he heard her thanking God that He would provide groceries for the week. He decided to play a trick on her. He went to the grocery store, got a few bags of groceries. The next morning early, he snuck over there and put them on her front porch and then went around the side of the house and hid. When the lady came out and saw the groceries, she started rejoicing, saying, "God, you did it again. You brought me groceries for the week." The man came out of hiding and he laughed and laughed. He said, "I told you so. I told you you were wasting your time. God didn't put those groceries there. I did." The lady started rejoicing even louder. She said, "God, you not only brought me groceries, but you made the devil pay for it." Friends, God is in control of our enemies. You don't have to try to get even. You don't have to try to pay people back. God is your vindicator. If you'll stay on the high road, God will even use your enemies to bless you. You remember Mordecai in the scripture? He was the one that encouraged Esther to rise up and take that step of faith. There was another man by the name of Haman. He worked directly with the king, and Haman did not like Mordecai. He's always pushing him down, always trying to make him look bad. But Mordecai understood this principle. He knew he was in a controlled environment, and as long as he'd keep doing the right thing, being his best, God would be his vindicator. And one night, this king couldn't sleep, so he asked an assistant to bring in the records of everything that had happened in that city. In other words, to bring in the history books. And it just so happened the king opened to the exact page where it talked about where Mordecai had done a great deed and had kept the city from harm. That was not a coincidence. That was God causing the king to see the right thing. And if you'll stay in faith, God will cause the right people in your life. your boss, your supervisor, your clients, to see what He wants them to see. And God can make things happen that we can't make happen on our own. It's called the favor of God. And one touch of God's favor can thrust you years ahead. One touch of His favor can take you from borrowing to lending. Or like Joseph, it can take you from the prison to the palace. It can take you from working at that business to owning your own business. But God calls this king to see the exact page where it talked about Mordecai's faithfulness. The next morning, the king called Haman in, said, "Haman, what do you suggest we do to honor a person that has really pleased the king, really done a great deed?" Haman was so caught up in himself, he thought the king was talking about him. So he played it up real big. He said, "King, I think we ought to put a royal robe on him, put him in a chariot, parade him up and down the streets, blowing trumpets, announcing to everyone about how great he is." I mean, Haman could taste it. He thought this was his lucky day. The king said, "Haman, I like that. That's a great idea. I'm putting you in charge. Now go get Mordecai and do exactly what you said. You parade him up and down the streets and you announce how honored he is by the king." You talk about being vindicated. God will not only pay you back, He'll make your enemies pay you back. The very ones that are talking about you at the office, the ones that are trying to make you look bad, the ones that kind of laugh when you make a mistake, God will use them to help promote you. That's why you don't have to try to get even. Don't try to pay people back. Stay on the high road. Let God fight your battles for you, knowing that your payday is on its way. What does it mean to be in a controlled environment? It means that nothing in life happens by accident. There are no coincidences, no random events. You didn't just happen to get that job and happen to marry that person, happen to be here today. No, the Creator of the universe was directing your steps. All along the way, God was carefully orchestrating every detail of your life. If we could pull the curtain back and look behind the scenes, we would see God pulling the strings just like a puppet, manipulating things, arranging events, strategically causing you to be at the right place at the right time. You're not just randomly going to work each day, coming home, doing your thing. You are a person of destiny. Before you were born, God laid out a plan for your life. He has an assignment for you to fulfill. And the good news is God has already lined up the right people, the right breaks, the right opportunities. You are meeting people now that very well may somehow, some way be instrumental in your life even 20 or 30 years from now. I remember when I was in my mid-20s, there was this situation in a business dealing that looked like it's going to take a lot of time and energy and resources to get corrected. And I knew I was in the right, but it seemed like it's going to be months and months for it ever to be straightened out. And I sure wasn't looking forward to it. But one day, out of the blue, I got a call from this gentleman that was in charge. And he told how he had straightened everything out. It was over. And I was so relieved. And of course, I thanked him and told him how much I appreciated him taking the time to see it my way. And he said, "Joel, what really did it for me was my grandmother's best friend lived down the street from where your family lived when you were growing up. And she told my grandmother one time when you were about 10 years old, you were riding your bike down the street and she was struggling to get her garbage cans out and you got off your bike and you went over and helped her. And that made a big impression on me." And as he was telling me this, I thought to myself, "I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know if I'm the right person, but I'll definitely take credit for it." But the truth is, I did not even remember that, yet a simple act of kindness was still making an impact in my life some 20 years later. That was not a coincidence. God knows the end from the beginning. He knows what we're going to need in the future. God had to have that lady coming down the driveway at the exact right time. I had to be riding my bike at the exact right moment. If I'd gone back to get a drink of water, if she'd gone in to answer the telephone, we wouldn't be talking about it. That was the Creator of the universe directing my steps down to the minute details. I thought it was just a random event, but I've since learned that nothing in life happens by chance. We are in a controlled environment. That means I'm not meeting you by accident. You didn't come across my path by happenstance. God ordained before the foundation of time that our lives would intersect. My life will be better off because of spending this time with you. I'm drawing strength. I'm drawing encouragement. Who knows, you may hear something today or even have some kind of feeling, some kind of impression that will affect you years from now. Something that will give you encouragement. Something that will give you insight. Maybe you'll be going through a difficult time and all of a sudden God brings this up out of your spirit and you realize it's exactly what you needed to keep pressing forward. I received a letter from a lady that went to one of our events in New York City. And she told how a couple of years later, one morning she woke up early before her alarm went off. And when she awakened, she could hear our little daughter singing the song that she sings at the end of these events. It's a simple little song. It says, come just as you are, come believe, come receive, come and live forever. And it was so clear in her mind. She could see us standing on the platform together. She was just reliving it. She could hear Alexandra's little voice, so innocent, so pure. And it really ministered to her that night. And as she lay there in bed, she felt an overwhelming sense of peace and just an extraordinary sense of God's presence. About 30 minutes later, the phone rang. It was her father. She was kind of startled because nobody called that early normally. Her dad said, I just want to remind you, it was 3 years ago today that Mother went to be with the Lord. The exact time of her death was 5:30 in the morning. That was the exact moment that she woke up with that song playing in her spirit. What am I saying? God is depositing in you everything you need for now and everything you're going to need in the future. You may just be listening to a song. You may be just talking to a friend. You may just be reading a scripture. You don't think twice about it, but the fact is God is depositing that in your spirit because He knows it's going to strengthen you in the days ahead. There are no coincidences with our God. I read an article in the newspaper about this mail carrier. She was out delivering the mail one day like she always did, but she noticed a package that needed to be at a certain address by noon. And typically she wasn't in that neighborhood until after 2 o'clock, so she had to change her route. When she got to this address, it was a two-story apartment building. She rang the doorbell, stepped back, waiting for somebody to answer. And all of a sudden, out of her peripheral vision, she noticed something falling from above. And just intuitively, she reached out her arms, and believe it or not, she caught a one-year-old baby. This little baby was in an apartment upstairs. The window was open. On the mother's bed, the mother turned away and the baby rolled out the window. The mom came running downstairs, hysterical, screaming. The postal worker calmed her down and said, don't worry, I caught your little baby. There was not a scratch on that baby, not a blemish. The little child was perfectly fine. They interviewed the postal worker. She said, all I can tell you is God had me at the right place at the right time. She was exactly right. Only God could orchestrate that. Think of all the things that had to fall into place. What are the chances of her being right there when the baby fell out the window? If she hadn't had that package, she wouldn't have even been in that neighborhood. Or what is the likelihood that she would be quick enough and sharp enough to reach out and grab that little baby? Man, I wanted to sign her up for the Texans football team. We need some of that kind of favor. But I want you to have this assurance today, this confidence that wherever you are, God is directing your steps. No matter what it looks like in life, no matter how out of control it seems to be, know this, God is still in control. During World War II, Captain Eddie Rickenbacker's plane crashed into the ocean. He ejected right before impact, splashed into the water. When he came up, he found a piece of the wreckage so he could stay afloat. Day after day went by with no signs of hope. He hadn't eaten in so long that his strength began to wane. He didn't think he could carry on. Just when he was about to give up, out of nowhere, a seagull came and landed on his arm. He grabbed it and ate the whole thing, bones and all. it not only strengthened him physically, it strengthened him spiritually. At that moment, he knew God was still in control. Wasn't long after that he was rescued and brought back home to a hero's welcome. He told everyone how God had used that seagull to spare his life. Come to find out, it was a much bigger miracle than he thought. He was hundreds of miles from the nearest land. There are no seagulls out there. Seagulls don't fly that far out. They would never be able to survive. How could that happen? God simply spoke to the seagull and said, "Head out. I've got an assignment for you." What am I saying? We're in a controlled environment. Even if you're stranded in the middle of the ocean, God has a plan. Let me make it more practical. If the stock market goes down 40%, if gas hits $4 a gallon, if you lose your biggest client, God still has a way to supply your needs. God said He would prosper you even in the desert. He said you would flourish even in a famine. He's called El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. David said, "I was young, now I'm old, but I've never once seen the righteous forsaken." When times get tough, don't get discouraged and think, "Oh man, what am I going to do?" Stay in faith. Your heavenly Father has not run out of options. When you fall, He's already arranged for the mail carrier to catch you. When you're in need, He's already spoken to the seagull. When somebody does you wrong, He's already lined up your vindication. When you're having a setback, He's already planned your comeback. He's already deposited the right song on the inside. He's already told the angel to protect you in the accident. When you realize you're in this controlled environment, it takes all the pressure off of you. You can relax and enjoy your life knowing that nothing can happen to you without God's permission. And I know some of you today have a lot of things going on. You could easily be upset and worried, but I'm asking you to come back to that place of peace. The storm may be raging, the winds may be blowing, but God is saying, "I've got you in the palm of my hand. Everything is going to be all right. It may get a little rocky, it may get a little bumpy, but God has the final say." And He's saying, "I always cause you to triumph. What was meant for your harm, I'm going to use to your advantage." And my prayer today is that you would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Creator of the universe is directing your steps down to the minute details. In your future, He's already lined up favor, good breaks, solutions to problems. He's going to be your vindicator, your provider, your way maker. As you go out each day in faith, knowing that you're in this controlled environment, let me just declare what's going to happen. You're going to see God's favor in a greater way. You're going to rise higher. You're going to overcome every obstacle. You're going to defeat every enemy. You're going to see every dream, every desire God's put in your heart is going to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you receive it today? We never like to close our broadcast without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Just say, "Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior." Friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. Get in a good Bible-based church. Keep God first place. He's going to take you places that you've never dreamed of.
Thank you for listening to the Joel Osteen Podcast. Help us continue to share the message of hope with those all over the world. Visit joelosteen.com/givehope to give a gift today.
Thanks so much for listening to today's message. I hope you'll subscribe so you can receive the latest podcast to keep you inspired all through the week. We're praying for you. I know God's best is still ahead. We'll see you next time.